Are you thinking about putting your home on the market this spring and you're not sure what your home may or may not need before you list it and you're curious what buyers are looking for in this market? Well, today, Michelle and I are going to be talking about that on the Unlocking Doors podcast, so stay tuned. All right, Michelle. We're going to act like you're a home seller and you're thinking about putting your home on the market. What are some questions that run through your head when you're thinking, what do I need to do to get ready to list my house?
That's such a good question. And I've been talking to a lot of buyers lately and telling them just wait till spring because that is a question I think everybody asks when it's cold outside. Yuck. I mean, who wants to do the honeydews?
Right, not me.
So here we go.
Okay.
I'm thinking about my house. Like if I was thinking about putting it on the market, some of the questions that I would have, like my deck outside, it really needs to be freshened up, the paint outside or the paint on the deck. Does that matter? Are the buyers even going to look at that?
So what I'm seeing, and
Just questions in general like that. I mean, like the outdoors, walking from my front porch all the way through the house. What are buyers even paying attention to?
So I think a lot of buyers actually are paying attention to those little details now. And what I am hearing from the buyers that I'm showing, and whenever I get feedback on my listings, is maybe they don't feel like the home was very well maintained whenever it comes to the cosmetic aspects of it. And so in the buyer's mind, that kind of translates into like, well, they haven't stained their deck in 5 years, and there's a board that's that's kind of cracked, and we're worried that if that's an issue, what else are they kind of neglecting? What kind of other deferred maintenance? And so in the COVID market, which is 2021 through or 2020 through really last spring, I would say buyers weren't as picky because they didn't have a whole lot of options, and sellers knew that. And so it's like, I'm not going to do anything to my house. I'm going to put it on the market. I'm going to ask a ridiculous price, and then I'm still going to get 10 offers over asking price, and I'm not going to do anything with repairs during the inspection. So that's what we saw during that market. The market has changed. We are in a fairly balanced market, somewhat leaning into a seller's market right now.
Buyer's market?
Sorry, buyer's market. Yes. Thank you for the correction there. So we're leaning into a buyer's market, and that means that if you're thinking about selling your house, you do have to pay attention to those little things because it sends a message to buyers that maybe there's something else going on, or maybe they want to offer on the home that is well maintained.
Well, and I think new construction is a comp is competition for existing home twos, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. New construction is the biggest competition right now in Grayson County. I mean, there are so many new builds going on, and those builders offer, number one, a brand new product. Sometimes you can go in and select what finish out you get, and they're offering seller concessions,
The big finance
incentives.
of, yeah, the
Yeah, I mean,
incentive
there's a
packages.
lot of incentives in going with new construction nowadays. So if that is your biggest competition, you really have to make sure that you have a product that these buyers are looking
Well,
for.
and I think that to your point too, knowing your competition is really important, which is why I can't stress enough the importance of working with someone local. I mean, someone like yourself, you're in and out a lot of these homes. So if I was selling my house in that 375 price range, you know what other homes you've been in that price range and know what I'm competing against. So condition of the home needs to be similar to competition or don't price it based on that. The other thing I think about, and this is speaking of new construction, and I know this sounds so petty, but it's a big deal to me, and I think other buyers too, is the smell of a home, right? And so if I'm living in a house and that's my home's smell, I can't necessarily smell that, but a buyer walking in would. And I think that visually, it matters the freshness of the house, but so does the smell of a home, especially if your competition is new construction. Where you smell brand new carpet in a new home, you come into my home and I don't have animals, but if I did have animals, it's very likely you could smell a pet. Does that, I mean, do you see that mattering?
I do, and that makes a huge difference because then, you're asking your price, maybe they like the house, they don't like the smell, and they're thinking, okay, mm-hmm. well, that means I've got to get new flooring. I've got to paint it. Maybe like the smell has soaked into the walls.
Right.
Got to clean out the
air
ducts.
Which is true.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Oh, especially if people smoke in the house. That's a huge one. Maybe you have to get the air ducts cleaned. I mean, there's so much.
Or if you fry in the house, it's possible the smell lingers because of the fried food.
Yeah, exactly. And so that is one thing that can have a huge impact. And like you said, I walk into, I went on a listing appointment in Bonham the other day. Mm-hmm. Whenever I pulled up, his dogs were running around in the yard and they were wet and muddy. Mm-hmm. And we went inside and mm-hmm. they just went inside with us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it smelled like wet dog mm-hmm. throughout the whole house. And I was just mm-hmm. like, you got to do something about the pets. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I don't smell it. And I'm like, I know you don't smell it. Everybody that walks in mm-hmm. is going to smell it. Even if they have their own pets, it's not the smell that they're used to. And it's going to be an issue.
And that brings up another point too. If you're selling a house and you have wear and tear is going to happen.
Yep.
I get it. And the freshness of the house matters. But if you're fixing up your house and you have a dog that's, you know, habitually clawing on the back door, yeah. You know, I know all of that matters and has to be taken into consideration. So,
yeah, for sure. So another thing, you know, we talked about the way it looks and mm-hmm. the way it smells. Mm-hmm. Another thing that buyers are looking for is flexibility on showings. And mm-hmm. I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, mm-hmm. But I've got a listing that I'm having trouble getting sold mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every other showing request, they're denying it because, and we're not talking like bug right there.
Yeah, it is.
It
keeps coming over here.
It's
too.
Like a little fly.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're not talking like somebody calling and saying, hey, I'm in front of the house. I'd like to schedule a showing. We're talking like, hey, can I look tomorrow morning at 10? And they're still not able to accommodate that showing. Yeah. So. That's another thing is just making sure that your home is ready to show. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to sell your property, you need to be ready to sell it mm-hmm. or ready to show it. And that's one thing that, you know, I get it. You still live in the property. Mm-hmm. It can be a big deal to get the home ready, especially if you have mm-hmm. kids, pets, but, you kind of have to understand how the market is and know that, you just need to be ready.
You know, and it just reminds me, I mean, if I were selling my house mm-hmm. and I've done that plenty of times,
yeah.
I'm ready to sell it. So price it to sell based on the condition, what I am and am not willing to do.
Right.
And I mean, just taking all of that to consideration, I want to get it sold. Right. I don't want to be inconvenienced any longer than necessary, which I think is, you know, pricing it right. It really matters.
Yeah. And I'd say that's really the last thing that buyers are looking for is making sure that for the condition of the home, mm-hmm. that it is priced right. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing it's a lot different than it has been in the past couple mm-hmm. of years. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, it seems like we're still adjusting to interest rates mm-hmm. and just the current market conditions. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people were speculating that by now we would have seen interest rates much lower and it hasn't happened. Mm-mm. And really, I'm just kind of telling people, you know, let's buy the property that works for you, that you can afford in this market. And if rates do come down in the future,
adjust those.
Then you figure it out from there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
To your point too, and we'll just stop here, is that because homes cost more and payments are more on the home, the buyer expectation is greater than it used to be. So if you don't want to do all of those things, price a home accordingly.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that's all we've got for this week's episode of Unlocking Doors. If you are thinking about putting your home on the market, or if you're thinking about buying, be sure and reach out to us. Mm-hmm. Michelle can help you with the financing. I can help mm-hmm. you get your property listed and sold, and I can talk to you about all the things that I recommend you do before we get it on the market. So we'll see you on the next episode, and we hope you're doing well.